EA, Exploring Metaculous Community Predictions by Vasco Grilu. Welcome to the Nonlinear Library, where we use text-to-speech software to convert the best writing from the rationalist and EA communities into audio. This is Exploring Metaculous Community Predictions, published by Vasco Grilu on March 24, 2023 on the Effective Altruism Forum. Summary. I really like Metaculous. I have collected and analyzed in this sheet metrics about Metaculous questions outside of question groups, and their Metaculous community predictions, see tab TOC. The collab to extract the data and calculate the metrics is here. The mean metrics vary a lot across categories, and the same is seemingly true for correlations among metrics. So one should not assume the performance across all questions is representative of that within each of Metaculous categories. To illustrate, across categories, the 5th and 95th percentiles of the mean normalized outcome are 0 and 0.784, and of the mean Brier score are 0.0369 and 0.450. For context, the Brier score is 0.25, equals 0.5 squared, for the maximally uncertain probability of 0.5. According to Metaculous track record page, the mean Brier score for Metaculous community predictions evaluated at all times is 0.126 for all questions, but 0.237 for those about artificial intelligence. So Metaculous community predictions about probabilities look good in general, but they perform close to random predictions for artificial intelligence. There can be significant differences between Metaculous community predictions and Metaculous predictions. For instance, the mean Brier score of the latter for artificial intelligence is 0.168, which is way more accurate than the 0.237 of the former. According to my results, Metaculous community predictions are, in general, i.e. considering all questions, less accurate for questions whose predictions are more extreme under Bayesian updating, correlation coefficient R equals 0.346, and p-value p equals 0. With a greater amount of updating, R equals 0.262, and p equals 0. With a greater difference between amount of updating and uncertainty reduction, R equals 0.256, and p equals 0. For the category of artificial intelligence, less accurate for questions with greater difference between amount of updating and uncertainty reduction, R equals 0.361, and p equals 0.0387. More predictions, R equals 0.316, and p equals 0.0729. A greater amount of updating, R equals 0.282, and p equals 0.111. Compatible with Bayesian updating in general, in the sense I failed to reject it during the second half of the period during which each question was or has been open, mean p-value of 0.425. If you want to know how much to trust a given prediction from Metaculous, I think it is sensible to check Metaculous track record for similar past questions. More here. Acknowledgements. Thanks to Charles Dillon, Misha Yagudin from ARB Research, and Peter Mulbaker and Ryan Beck from Metaculous. Dark Crystal Ball in a Bright Foggy Galaxy. Generated by OpenAI's DALL-E. Introduction. I really like Metaculous. Methods. I believe it would be important to better understand how much to trust Metaculous predictions. To that end, I have determined in this sheet, see tab TOC, metrics about all Metaculous questions outside of question groups with an ID from 1 to 15,000 on March 13, 2023, and their Metaculous community predictions. The metrics for each question are PEGs, which identify the Metaculous category. Publish time, year. Close time, year. Resolve time, year. Time from publish to close, year. Time from close to resolve, year. Time from publish to resolve, year. Number of forecasters. Number of predictions. Number of analyzed dates, which is the number of instances at which the predictions were assessed. Total belief movement, which is a measure of the amount of updating, and is the sum of the belief movements, which are the squared differences between two consecutive beliefs. The values of the beliefs range from 0 to 1, and can respect a probability ratio between an expectation and difference between the maximum and minimum allowed by Metaculous. To illustrate, the belief movement from a probability of 0.5 to 0.8 is 0.09, equals 0.8 to 0.52. Total uncertainty reduction, which is the difference between the initial and final uncertainties, where the uncertainty linked to a belief value p equals p, 1, p. This is null for probabilities of 0 and 1, and maximum and equal to 0.25 for a probability of 0.5. Total excess belief movement, which is the difference between the total belief movement and total uncertainty reduction. Normalized excess belief movement, which is the ratio between the total belief movement and total uncertainty reduction. Absolute value of normalized excess belief movement. z-score for the null hypothesis that the beliefs are Bayesian. P-value for the null hypothesis that the beliefs are Bayesian. Normalized outcome, which is, for questions about probabilities, 0 if the question resolves as no, and 1 if as yes. Expectations, the ratio between the outcome and the difference between the maximum and minimum allowed by Metaculus. Breyer score, which is the mean squared difference between the predicted probability and outcome, 0 or 1. Note the Breyer score does not apply to questions about expectations, whose accuracy I did not assess. Augenblick 2021 shows the total belief movement should match the total uncertainty reduction in expectation for Bayesian updating, see Proposition 1, in which case the total excess movement and normalized excess belief movement should be 0 and 1. I suppose Metaculus community predictions are less reliable early on. So, in the context of the metrics regarding belief movement and uncertainty reduction, I only analyzed predictions concerning the second half of the period during which each question was or has been open. The collab to extract the data and calculate the metrics is here. Results. The tables below have results for the mean, and 5th and 95th percentiles across categories of the number of questions, number of resolved questions, and mean metrics, first table. Mean metrics for all questions and those about artificial intelligence, second table. Correlations among metrics for all questions and those about artificial intelligence, third table. The results in the second and third tables for the other categories are in the sheet. Mean metrics. Number of questions, number of resolved questions, mean published time, year mean close time, year mean resolve time, year mean time from published to close, year mean time from close to resolve, year mean time from published to resolve, year mean number of forecasters, mean number of predictions, mean number of analyzed dates, mean total belief movement, mean total uncertainty reduction, mean total excess belief movement, mean normalized excess belief movement, mean absolute value of normalized excess belief movement, mean z-score for the null hypothesis that the beliefs are Bayesian, mean p-value for the null hypothesis that the beliefs are Bayesian, mean normalized outcome, mean Breyer score. Metric. Category. Mean. 5th percentile. 95th percentile. 64.8. 3.00. 179. 27.4. 0. 68.0. 2020. 2017. 2022. 2039. 2019. 2077. 2062. 2020. 2161. 18.8. 0.0530. 56.2. 23.0. 2.0410 to the power of minus 7. 72.9. 41.8. 0.159. 141. 82.1. 23.5. 166. 172. 50.0. 357. 86.5. 56.4. 104. 0.0191. 2.1510 to the power of minus 3. 0.0461. 0.0130. 0.0108. 0.0491. 6.1010 to the power of minus 3. 0.0253. 0.0394. 43.6. 7.09. 7.77. 49.0. 0.213. 18.5. 0.103. 0.711. 0.811. 0.456. 0.306. 0.638. 0.328. 0. 0.669. 0.162. 0.0367. 0.300. Number of questions, number of resolved questions, mean published time, year mean close time, year mean resolve time, year mean time from published to close, year mean time from close to resolve, year mean time from published to resolve, year mean number of forecasters, mean number of predictions, mean number of analyzed dates, mean total belief movement, mean total uncertainty reduction, mean total excess belief movement, mean normalized excess belief movement, mean absolute value of normalized excess belief movement, mean z-score for the null hypothesis that the beliefs are Bayesian, mean p-value for the null hypothesis that the beliefs are Bayesian, mean normalized outcome, mean Breyer score. Metric. Category. Any. Artificial intelligence. 5,335. 199. 2,337. 50. 2,021. 2,020. 2,036. 2,043. 2,048. 2,050. 15.3. 22.9, 12.2, 7.07, 27.6, 30.0, 88.2, 104.5, 206, 200, 90.4, 91.0, 0.0238, 0.0219, 0.0191, 0.0144, 4.7010 to the power of minus 3, 7.5310 to the power of minus 3, 43.1, 3.92, 47.2, 5.52, 6.7810 to the power of minus 3, 0.105, 0.425, 0.413, 0.365, 0.381, 0.151, 0.230. Correlations among metrics. Correlation between Brier score and published time, year close time, year resolve time, year time from published to close, year time from close to resolve, year time from published to resolve, year number of forecasters, number of predictions, number of analyzed dates, total belief movement, total uncertainty reduction, total excess belief movement, normalized excess belief movement, absolute value of normalized excess belief movement, score for the null hypothesis that the beliefs are Bayesian, value for the null hypothesis that the beliefs are Bayesian, normalized outcome. Category. N equals 1374. Artificial intelligence, N equals 33. Correlation coefficient. P value for the null hypothesis that there is no correlation. Correlation coefficient. P value for the null hypothesis that there is no correlation. 0.143. 9.8210 to the power of minus 8. 0.179. 0.319. 0.117. 1.4010 to the power of minus 5. 0.172. 0.339. 0.146. 5.6810 to the power of minus 8. 0.184. 0.305. 0.0319. 0.238. 7.8210 to the power of minus 3. 0.966. 0.0193. 0.476. 0.0341. 0.850. 0.0102. 0.705. 0.0318. 0.861. 0.0776. 4.0210 to the power of minus 3. 0.0680. 0.707. 0.0366. 0.175. 0.316. 0.0729. 0.107. 6.5710 to the power of minus 5. 0.198. 0.270. 0.262. 0. 0.282. 0.111. 0.136. 4.6110 to the power of minus 7. 0.150. 0.405. 0.256. 0. 0.361. 0.0387. 4.6310 to the power of minus 3. 0.864. 0.0708. 0.695. 0.0893. 9.1710 to the power of minus 4. 0.110. 0.542. 0.346. 0. 0.241. 0.176. 0.0296. 0.273. 0.0269. 0.882. 0.102. 1.6010 to the power of minus 4. 0.112. 0.535. Discussion. Mean metrics. The mean metrics vary a lot across categories. For example, the 5th and 95th percentiles of the mean normalized outcome are 0 and 0.669, and of the mean Brier score are 0.0367 and 0.300. I computed mean normalized excess belief movements of minus 43.1 and minus 3.92 for all questions and those about artificial intelligence, but these are not statistically significant, as the mean p-values are 0.425 and 0.413. So it is not possible to reject Bayesian updating for meticulous community predictions during the second half of the period during which each question was or has been open. To contextualize, Table the 3rd of Augenblick 2021 presents normalized excess belief movements pretty close to 1, and the p-values for the null hypothesis of Bayesian updating are all lower than 0.001. 1.20 for a large dataset, provided by and explored previously in Mellors, 2014, and Moore, 2017, that tracks individual probabilistic beliefs over an extended period of time. 0.931 for predictions of a popular baseball statistics website called Fangraphs. 1.046 for Betfair, a large British prediction market that matches individuals who wish to make opposing financial bets about a binary event. I estimated mean normalized outcomes of 0.365 and 0.381 for all questions and those about artificial intelligence. If we assume these values apply to questions about both probabilities and expectations, the likelihood of a question about probabilities resolving as yes is 36.5% for all questions, and 38.1% for those about artificial intelligence. The outcome of a question about expectations is expected to equal the allowed minimum plus 36.5% of the distance between the allowed minimum and maximum for all questions, and 38.1% for those about artificial intelligence. I got mean Breyer scores of 0.151 and 0.230 for all questions and those about artificial intelligence, which are 19.5% higher and 2.86% lower than the mean Breyer scores of 0.126 and 0.237 shown in Metaculus track record page. I believe the differences are explained by my results. Excluding group questions. Approximating the mean Breyer score based on a set of dates which covers the whole lifetime of the question, in uniform time steps, but does not encompass all community predictions. I think the first of these considerations is much more important than the second. The category of artificial intelligence does not include probabilistic group questions, so it is only affected by the second consideration, and the discrepancy is much smaller than for all questions, 2.86% less than 19.5%. In any case, according to Metaculus track record page, Metaculus community predictions for questions about artificial intelligence perform close to randomly, as 0.237 is pretty close to 0.25. However, Metaculus predictions and postdictions for the same category perform considerably better, with mean Breyer scores of 0.168 and 0.146. These are also lower than the mean Breyer score of 0.232 achieved for predictions matching the mean outcome of 0.365 for probabilistic questions about artificial intelligence. In addition, I should note Metaculus predictions for the category of AI and machine learning have a mean Breyer score of 0.149, less than 0.168. In contrast, among all questions, the mean Breyer score of Metaculus community predictions of 0.126 is similar to that of 0.120 for Metaculus predictions. So, overall, Metaculus community predictions perform roughly as well as Metaculus predictions, although there can be important differences between them within categories, as illustrated above for artificial intelligence. It would also be nice to see the mean accuracy of the predictions of questions about expectations, but I have not done that here. Correlations among metrics. The three metrics which correlate more strongly with the Breyer score are, listed by descending strength of the correlation, correlation coefficient, p-value. For all questions. Z-score for the null hypothesis that the beliefs are Bayesian, 0.346, 0, i.e. predictions are less accurate, higher Breyer score, for questions whose predictions are more extreme under Bayesian updating. Total belief movement, 0.262, 0, i.e. predictions are less accurate for questions with a greater amount of updating. This is surprising, as one would expect predictions to converge to the truth as they are updated. Total excess belief movement, 0.256, 0, i.e. predictions are less accurate for questions with greater difference between amount of updating and uncertainty reduction. For the category of artificial intelligence. Total excess belief movement, 0.361, 0.0387, i.e. predictions are less accurate for questions with greater difference between amount of updating and uncertainty reduction. Number of predictions, 0.316, 0.0729, i.e. predictions are less accurate for questions with more predictions. Maybe more popular questions attract worse forecasters? Total belief movement, 0.282, 0.111, i.e. predictions are less accurate for questions with a greater amount of updating. This is surprising, but connected to the correlation above. The community prediction moves each time a new prediction is made. The correlations with the normalized excess belief movement are weak, correlation coefficients of minus 4.6310 to the power of minus 3 and 0.0708, and not statistically significant, p-values of 0.864 and 0.695. So it is not possible to reject, the null hypothesis, that there is no correlation between accuracy and Bayesian updating, but the correlation I obtained is quite weak anyways. Comparing the correlations for all questions and those about artificial intelligence shows one should not extrapolate the results from all questions to each of the categories. The signs of the correlations are different for 52.9%, equals 917, of the metrics, although some of those for artificial intelligence are not statistically significant. I guess the same applies to other categories. Feel free to check the correlations among metrics for each of the categories and tab correlations among metrics within categories, selecting the category in the dropdown at the top. Finally, correlations with accuracy for questions about expectations may differ from the ones I have discussed above for ones about probabilities. My recommendation on how to use Metaculus. If you want to know how much to trust a given prediction from Metaculus, I think it is sensible to check Metaculus' track record for similar past questions. The type of prediction you are seeing, either Metaculus community prediction or Metaculus prediction. The categories to which that question belongs, often more than one. The relevant menus show up when you click on Show Filter. The type of question. If it is about probabilities, select Brier score or log score, discrete. I think the latter is especially important if small differences in probabilities close to 0 or 1 matter for your purpose. Expectations, select log score, continuous. The time which matches more closely your conditions. To do this, you can select other time after clicking on the dropdown after evaluated at. This is relevant because, even if the track record as evaluated at all times is good, it may not be so early in the question lifetime. The other time can be defined as a fraction of the question lifetime, or time before resolution. I am glad Metaculus has made available all these options, and I really appreciate the transparency. I define the normalized outcome such that it ranges from 0 to 1 for questions about expectations, such that its lower and upper bound match the possible outcomes for probabilities. The Brier score does not apply to expectations. All p-values of 0 I present here are actually positive, but are so small they were rounded to 0 in sheets. The pages of Metaculus questions have the format slash. For questions with multiple sub-questions, I only analyze the first sub-question. The running time is about 20 minutes. To see the first of these Brier scores, you have to select Brier score, for the community prediction, evaluated at all times. To see the second, you have to additionally click on Show Filter, and select Artificial Intelligence below categories include. Metaculus considers all predictions, which are not uniformly distributed in time, unlike the ones I retrieved, and therefore have different weights in the mean Brier score. The mean number of analyzed dates is 43.9%, equals 90.4206, of the mean number of predictions. From here, Metaculus postdictions refer to what our, Metaculus, current algorithm would have predicted if it and its calibration data were available at the question's close. Mean of column T of tab metrics by question for the questions about artificial intelligence with normalized outcome of 0 or 1. 0.232 equals 0.3651 to 0.3652 plus, 1 to 0.365 0.3652. Some p-values are so small that they were rounded to 0 in sheets. Thanks for listening. To help us out with the nonlinear library or to learn more, please visit nonlinear.org.